Test 74, Section 3, Question 25. Here we're looking for parallel flaw. And our conclusion is in the last sentence, so I would start with that. Teresa probably approves of the overall performance. So A probably approves of B. So we look at answer choice A. So he probably opposes allowing limited logging there. Okay, seems all right. So she probably does not favor building the new school. That seems similar too. So he probably believes that his own financial situation has worsened. Still decent. Probably supports the building. We don't know. And then, so he probably saw the weather report. None of those are really that stand out different than the others. So now we're going to have to do this the long way. So of the citizens who disapprove, most disapprove because of the minister's support for the tax, for increasing the income tax. So most of the people who disapprove don't like the income tax. Teresa believes the income tax should be increased. So she does support that principle. So she probably approves of the prime minister's overall. And this is just problematic because it's saying most of them who disapprove overall don't like the tax thing. She likes the tax thing, so she must like his overall performance. And that's just bad. It's going essentially kind of like, it's sort of like a bad if-then, but with a probability issue. Of the people who support allowing limited logging, most support it because they think it will reduce the risk of fire. Andy thinks that limited logging will not reduce the risk of fire, so he probably opposes. That's pretty good too, because that's kind of like a bad if-then. Saying, of the people who support this, most of them believe X. Andy doesn't believe X, so Andy probably does the opposite of supporting, which is opposing. And that seems pretty close to our original. Because that's similar to saying, most who disapprove overall don't like the support for increasing tax. She likes this income tax, so yeah, that seems decent. So A is good. I'll see what we have in the others. Of the people who expect the population to increase, in the area to increase, most think that the expected population is a good reason to build new schools. Bonita doesn't expect the population to increase. Okay, so that, then she disagrees with the if portion. And so this one is kind of a little different than the other one, saying she's not part of the first bit. And so this one doesn't follow the same pattern. If it were going to follow the same pattern, it would have said Bonita doesn't think that that's a good reason to build a school. And then said, therefore, she must not expect the population. So that's what would be similar. It's not doing that. So B is out. Of the people who believe that the overall economy has improved, most believe it because they believe their own financial situation. Okay, so if you think the overall has improved, you believe that's because of your financial. Chung believes that the economy has worsened. Okay, so again, it's the same thing as B in that it's negating the wrong part. So he probably believes that. So it's negating the wrong part, so it's not the same. But it is the same as B. D, of the people who oppose funding a study to determine feasibility of building light rail, most believe that the Valley Freeway should be built. Okay, Donna opposes increased funding for a study. Okay, again, that's the same as B and C. It's negating the first part, not the second part. Of the people who believe that there will be a blizzard, most believe it because of the weather report. Eduardo believes there will be a blizzard. Well, that's putting Eduardo in the majority, and so that one's not giving us the same. And so A is our correct response.